My name is David Lee, and my family came to this country 30 years ago from Laos. Before 1971, my grandfather, Sang Quang Sely, was elected or appointed as a villager by the friends and his people for 30 years in the same village. After 1971, he retired, then my uncle, Mr. Phu Kiem Sely, was elected by the Lao officers and his people as a villager. Then after 2 years, he was elected by Lao officer as the district council in Laos. We call him Mr. Ta Seng.
Ta Seng, and Ta Seng means district council in
Yeah, district,
Laotian, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. After 1 year, the new government as communists took over in Laos in 1975.
Uh-huh.
And the communist government still respect him as a very good leader. So after 7 months, so the my uncle has been invited to the Communist Party. Then my uncle went to see them for 7 days. After that, he came home, and a lot of his people, you know, expecting a good news, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then he had been told by the communist government and asking him to provide the people, those used to work for United States government and the old government.
Yeah. So why did they ask him that?
Well, he honestly he did ask the communist government. The communist government said that they have to take those people go to training, which means those people used to work for the old government, you know, we need to tell them what to do. Now it's new government. Then my uncle did have a very big meeting. So he called all his people, came to the town, you know. Then those people, you know, they are working with the United States government as the Laotian government.
And these people, are they just regular common people? Or
no, like soldiers, you know.
Soldiers, okay.
Yeah, they fought, you know, during the Vietnam War, you know. So my uncle did tell those soldiers, you know, the meeting, you know, he went out there, that's when they want him to tell who's the person, you know, used to work for the old government. Then those soldiers, you know, was so afraid, you know. So they just said, no, tell my uncle, you cannot tell the communist new government, said who we are, you know. So my uncle just can't do much about that, you know. Then there's rumor, you know, they said that after communists, you know, take those people, you know, and they will come back. So our people, you know, those soldiers, you know, so afraid. Then we, in our village, people, we just went inside the mountain. We went inside the forest and fighting with the communists. Yeah, we went to the jungle, you know, fighting with the communists for 2 years. See, we barely don't have a good gun. The gun, we just grab the gun that United States government gave to us. When the communists move in and we hide those guns. So we grab those old guns, you know, clean it up, you know, to fight with the communists for 2 years.
And what would happen when you run out of, like, the bullets? What would you use after?
Well, the bullet, you know, you can't should you your leader have to tell you just make sure each bullet
make it count.
Yeah, make it count. Get one person. You cannot waste your bullet. That's how limited we have. You know. So after 2 years, you know, then the rumor said that our leader, General Wang Pao, the Hmong leader, we as Mian people, as and Hmong people, we fight side by side with the United States government.
Okay.
And I still believe most American people, they don't know that. They just know Hmong people. That's it. They never know Mian people, you know.
So with the Hmong and Mian, how is their relationship? Are Hmong and Mian people in Laos, are they, do they get along with each other well, or do they have like,
oh yeah,
issues?
Definitely, yes. Hmong people and Mian people, you know, we always live like together. Like just far away from each other, probably like 1 mile. They have their village. We have my village.
Okay, so you don't mix together, so there's it's not like a village.
Yeah, you have your own and my See, my uncle, the time he was the district council, he controlled all the people.
So the Hmong and the
Hmong
Mian,
and Mian under my uncle's, you know.
And
so
he worked together with them?
Yes. So the rumor said that our leader, you know, General Wang Pao, you know, will come back, you know, to take our country back, you know. So we wait in the mountain and try to survive, you know. We ate almost everything. Wild yam, you know, and so many things. Like fish, you know. You can't farming, you know, in mountain. If you farming, the communist airplane fly over, they see you. If you burn something, the light, you know. They might drop bomb, you know.
So you have to always be hiding.
We always nighttime. If you want to cook something,
you cook at night.
Nighttime and very careful, you know. Otherwise, someone see it, you know. So we did fight 2 years. After that, you know, my uncle said, "Now our leader General Wang Pao won't coming back. There's no way. Before United States government fight with us." Side by side, and we still lost the war for Lao communists. And now, United States government move out, and our leader General Wang Pao move out.